This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Well, I take absolutely no pleasure in saying once again, see, I told you so. Wow. We are 2 seconds from midnight. We are one tip of the pinky. We're about 5 millimeters away from massive nuclear strikes on North Korea. Because if you're going to hit that militarized state with all its nuclear weapons and missiles and 100,000 pieces of artillery bearing down, aiming there at South Korea, and their ICBMs pointed at the United States and more, if you're going to preemptively stop them when they're saying, we've got missiles aimed at you, we're going to attack you, we're going to come after you, we're going to annihilate you, under international law, under common sense, under basic brain cells, if somebody loads a gun in front of you, test fires it into a wall, then start shooting at your feet and saying, I'm going to reload and blow your head off. Or I'm going to shoot you right in the heart. Or I'm going to shoot you up between the legs. At that point, you'd have to be crazy not to take action. Yeah, look at the headlines on Drudge Report. We'll punch them up. Kim Powell, North Korea's sixth and most powerful nuke test of a hydrogen bomb, and the experts, the nuclear physicists, engineers, and seismologists say it appears to be just what they said, a powerful hydrogen thermonuclear detonation. A perfect success, they're calling it. Yes, they're being given the technology from Pakistan and others. North Korea claims test of hydrogen bomb for long-range missile a success, and now they claim they've got the casing to load it on the tip of the ICBM. Now, a few weeks ago, they said they were going to fire missiles at Guam, and Trump said, go ahead and do that, and we're going to have to preemptively strike you. Now, here's what's so concerning, in a bad way and a good way. China and Russia are going, okay, we totally condemn them. You're right. We may have to do something. North Korea, you're really asking for it. We're not going to do anything if you strike North Korea, but we really don't want you to. So they've gone from a posture of, you better not do it, we might do something, to absolutely being hands-off, backing away. Because the North Korean dictator is out of his mind. Mattis, this just came out 30 minutes ago. It's on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now. Mattis, massive, that's the Secretary of Defense, massive, this is a quote, massive military response if North Korea threatens U.S. or its allies, which it's constantly doing. And he's been the guy, not saber-rattling, he's been the guy trying to de-escalate things, and now he's saying, okay, I mean, just last week they said, let's go to the table, North Korea, what do you want? And they said, what do we want? We have a demonic vampiric chipmunk who can't even hardly walk, who was given hereditary power over a bunch of slaves with a bunch of megalomaniacs around him, and he thinks he's God. His dad died a few years ago. He's all creeping around, all scared at first, looks like a little kid, kills a few family members, kills his brother, kills some girlfriends. The little psychopath comes out, and all the other psychopaths in the North Korean regime go, ah! He's like, yes, I'm here. Ah, hit the clown's here for real. Hit the clown with nuclear weapons. So whatever dark force has crawled into him, it's in control. Looks like a big, fat, demon-possessed chipmunk to me. So here we go. China strongly condemns North Korean nuclear tests. Foreign Ministry. North Korea nuclear bomb test. South may deploy most powerful U.S. tactical weapons in response. That's nuclear weapons. They've already tested dropping them last week. Earthquake at North Korea's nuclear test site following hydrogen bomb announcement. North Korea releases photos reported thermonuclear weapon. With the chipmunk looking at it. Trump and North Korea's moon pledge more pressure on North Korea. Trump to meet security advisors. Already happened. North Korea shaken by strong tremors in likely nuclear test. on and on. Russia evacuates their east, says that we're on the verge of massive war. The big question is, will Russia and China stay out of it? Let's talk about it straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with
torn. I was planning to host this Sunday's live radio / TV broadcast from here in deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. I was planning to get into very, very positive things happening with the economy, positive things happening with humanity coming together, with the tragedy of Hurricane Harvey. I was planning to get into some of the more serious issues of Congress about to vote to turn the roads over to driverless cars and what the ramifications of that were going to be. Huge new Comey developments as well. Turns out he'd already cleared the Clintons secretly when he did the fake interviews with them last year. So huge scandal. Comey, Mueller, I mean, they couldn't investigate a stick of bubble gum being stolen. They are some of the most ruthless, mafioso, Clinton crime family dirtbags imaginable. That's coming up. The EU Commission admits they're trying to open the borders to end white Europe. Just bizarre globalist obsession with ending any sovereign nations and overriding any culture. Largest wildfire in Los Angeles history forces hundreds to evacuate. We're also going to get into, as I was mentioning earlier, massive censorship via the AI systems. Putin says leader in artificial intelligence will rule the world. And now even mainstream news admits criticizing Google will get you banned, including major news publications like Forbes have been threatened not to criticize Google or get banned. So the season of censorship is certainly here. But first, let's get into North Korea. The big question is, will Russia and will China stand down if the United States strikes North Korea? A lot of folks say, oh, we can take out North Korea, no problem. Yes, that's true. If we're willing to hit them extremely hard up front. I've studied this in depth. I've had the top experts on. And it's crystal clear what we're facing. But the number one issue is, will China and will Russia stand down if the United States preemptively strikes North Korea that is openly threatening its neighbors and the world and successfully tested a thermal nuclear hydrogen bomb? The seismographs conclusively show that indeed they do not just have atomic weapons, but now weapons many times stronger. That's number one. Number two, if the United States strikes and Russia and China do not intervene, how strong will the U.S. strike be? Because they've got a million-person regular army, a 5-million-person auxiliary army, a brainwashed cult, basically, of communist fire ants that are willing and ready to die in human wave attacks. That was documented back in the Korean War back in the early 1950s. That still never concluded. We're in a ceasefire. Will there be a total commitment? And I've studied this, and I've had experts on, they've concurred with my own historical research, that you can't beat North Korea with conventional weapons and not have Seoul, South Korea overrun and destroyed, not just by artillery 30 miles away in the DMZ, the militarized zone to the north that marks the demarcation line between the two nations, split by the armistice in 1953. They're going to be able, with rocket attacks and heavy artillery attacks going in and out of tunnels, to lay waste to much of South Korea, killing hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. They've got nerve gas. They've got nuclear weapons. They've got short-range, medium-range, long-range missiles, ICBMs, all thanks to the Clintons and the globalists and their appeasement in the mid-1990s, which is incontrovertible and not debatable. So, number one, will Russia and China stand down? That's the big question, because if they don't, then they'll respond, will respond, it'll escalate the nuclear weapons very quickly, and then all of a sudden the silos and submarines and jets and bombers release their cruise missiles, and it's off to the races. And then, within about an hour of that happening, most human life on Earth and most other life on Earth is going to be living in a radioactive slag heap. And if you ain't dead, you'll wish you're dead real quick. So, number one, will China and Russia stand down? Many indications are they're beginning to realize the U.S. is serious. This isn't the same old game. This has come to a head. And that they need to signal that they're going to stand down. They've signaled they're going to stand down. I'll go over those articles. Does that mean they will? Remains to be seen. Let's stop right there. Go to number two. Let's say they stand down. Next big problem. We just addressed it. Will Trump hit them with the weapons it takes to destroy their main military force that is on the DMZ? The DMZ. You'll have to, depending on the type of weapons that are going to be used, tactical nuclear weapons, drop dozens, if not hundreds, if they're smaller, along those lines to cave in all those tunnels and wipe out the foaming at the mouth, bloodthirsty, crazed Stalinist state. You'll have to hit the major cities, command and control. You're not going to have time to sit there and drop, or do we have the forces, 5,000, 2,000, 10,000-pound bombs on top of those command and controls. You're going to have to hit them all with tactical nuclear weapons, cruise missile, submarine launch, and drop by fighter bombers and bombers. You're going to have to hit them in the first 5 minutes with hundreds of nuclear weapons. This is what war against a nuclear power looks like. You have to kill, decapitate their entire military in a matter of minutes to ensure complete destruction. They have suicide subs off their coast that are going to conventionally attack Japan and South Korea and other areas. Here's the problem. In a few months, a few years max, they're already going to have Polaris-copied sea-launched missiles and cruise missiles, which they already have developed. That's why this is a problem. We truly have a maniac like Hitler, but quite frankly even stupider, who thinks he can actually run around and bluster with everybody. And it's all coming to a head. Japan's not going to put up with it. South Korea's not going to put up with it. And what triggered this? They kicked out their hardline leader in South Korea with dug-up, made-up scandals, like they're trying to do with Trump, and they put in a softie who wanted to appease the North and work on unification. Didn't that blow up in just 3 months? Really nice. Oh, let us appease you. Let us work with you. Just like all the other appeasement did, it's now blown up in South Korea's face, and the appeaser says, okay, we're ready for nuclear war. The word is China and Russia have signaled in the last few months that if it's not nuclear, they won't get involved. Well, they know that is something 100 times worse than Afghanistan, and something that will destroy the South, and something that we basically will probably lose unless we're willing to lose hundreds of thousands of U.S. soldiers. I mean, this will be a big war. This will be a war against a bunch of brainwashed cult members. And the word is, from all my sources, is, and I told you this a week ago before it was on the news last week, they're preparing nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons to be dropped from fighter bombers, bombers, and cruise missiles in a preemptive strike to take out the DMZ while simultaneously the Capitol is hit as well. And their ports, and we've got submarines and submarine hunters, and everything has to be targeted. You have to be ready, and you have to hit them while they're still sitting ducks, not once they're in a combat mode. So there you go. If we don't hit them first, who knows what will happen? It'll just continue getting worse with the mental illness and megalomania. There is no good choice. If you hit them conventionally, they're not going to back off. They're not going to sue for peace. They're going to attack with everything they've got, Japan and South Korea, and have a bunch of people run to the north as refugees that are already trying to get out. It's going to be a giant quagmire. If you hit them with total commitment, you will defeat the communist regime. You'll kill probably a million people, and then you can try to reunify and deprogram the population. If China and Russia stand down, if China and Russia don't stand down, we go into total worldwide thermonuclear World War III. This is much worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it's been on the back burner, moving steadily forward for decades. And now, here it is, strategy of tension, strategy of patience, on a platter. New World Order is giving this to you. And Mattis says massive military response if they continue even verbal.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost, the treaty signed, I was not cut, I crossed the line, I was not cut, though many tried.
All right, we have covered the North Korea situation. I intend to open the phones up towards the end of the hour, right through into the second hour, covering this issue of North Korea. But at a gut level, at an intellectual level, at a parental level, at a spiritual level, as an investigative level, at every level of my human repertoire, at every level of my human gifts that God has given me, I know this North Korea thing is on the edge of all-out war. And I've talked to my high-level sources. I've told you they're doing nuclear attack drills, decapitation drills, space-based attack drills, you name it. And now it's admitted. This is real. CENTCOM and SOUTHCOM and NORTHCOM and Space Command, they're all ready. They're all locked and loaded. It's no game. It's no joke. The designates for the backup government in the last month have been in their bunkers. That hasn't happened except in drills since 1961 with the Cuban Missile Crisis. There was one other case in the 80s when they went to one of the highest death cons, and Alexander Haig, when Reagan had been shot, said, "I'm in command," and all the rest of it. But that was because the president had been shot, which, as Colonel Schaefer pointed out last week, very, very dangerous for the globalists even be trying to talk about killing Trump, or having Phil Mudd of the CIA saying we're going to kill him in the next 2 months. That was a month ago. It's just a crazy time to be alive. And then separately, I know inside baseball, and here's the big news. I know inside baseball about Donald Trump from folks that have known him for decades. And I know he's won NAACP awards. I know that he's gotten awards from, you know, liberal organizations for his hiring of gay people and putting them in management positions. And so the Trump we hear about from MSNBC and CNN is a false Trump. No matter how he decries David Duke, no matter how he calls for unity, they say he's an evil person that endorses white supremacists because he said Antifa is bad too, running around attacking people, spitting on people, beating people. Well, now even Nancy Pelosi and the FBI have come out and said it's a terrorist organization. First, they said it was a criminal organization last week. It's now in the Associated Press. They're calling it a group that commits terror acts. So, the media is in a war against reality, trying to block this out. That Trump really is trying to unify America. Now, there's Newsweek. Is Antifa terrorist? The feds have reportedly classified their activities as domestic terrorist violence. That's out in Newsweek today. What have you as listeners been calling for months? To list them as a terror group, going out trying to violate free speech, trying to intimidate people, carrying out violence for their political demands. That's the definition of terrorism, is going out and threatening violence or carrying out violence to further your political or economic aim. That's the Merriam-Webster definition of terrorism. Now the left suddenly calling them left-wing militias. So they've gone from trying to sell them as their new revolution just a few weeks ago and saying Trump was insane to say they're dangerous and bad to now saying, okay, they are bad because the independent media, that's you, not just me, not just Mark Dice, not just Paul Watson, not just Mike Cernovich, not just Matt Drudge, that's you. Matt Drudge always says you're just as important as the New York Times, as a blogger, as a poster, as somebody that videotapes something because you're the eyes and ears on the ground. And because you showed Antifa beating people up and spitting on people and attacking prayer vigils and throwing feces on folks, because you exposed them, they have been destroyed. And when we come back into the next segment, I'm going to play a video piece that's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that I've tweeted out at Real Alex Jones, and it's also on our main Facebook, titled, This Viral Video Could Save America. Now, I want to explain something. We have four videos this week that each one of them has over 10 million views. One of them has 10 million on Facebook, and I spent like 15 minutes the other day looking at it on other YouTubes and other Facebooks. It had 14 million views as of Friday afternoon. That's Owen Schroyer in Austin. When Trump came to town the first time last week, an unedited, raw, 20-minute video of black people being screamed at by white liberals calling them racist names. It just shows the frothing mental illness, not just of Antifa, but of the mainline left. These are people that literally believe they're Captain America fighting Hydra, fighting the Nazis, and they are the most ignorant, uneducated, and I'm not doing some white knighting, white ally thing where I say it's mainly white people. I'm saying it because I'm ashamed as a human that 95% of the arrogant, crazy, racist, nutty people are white. And most of them are women. And I love women. And I'm not bashing women. I'm just telling you, it's a fact on the videos. They are crazy. And Owen shot with the crew like five videos that one day. And all of them together have over 20 million views. And then we've got all these other videos. And I'm not bragging about our views. Do you understand the average CNN show has 100,000 viewers? Their top shows have a million a night. We have 50-something million views this week. Four of the videos are over 40 million. But if you add all the others together, it's way more than another 10 million. 50 million views. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back and air this video, it's also posted to InfoWars.com. If you get this video out that we're about to air here, I saw this video this morning, and it only had, even though the president had tweeted it out, a 500,000 views. And I thought by this afternoon it'd have 5-10 million. It only had like 1.5 million. Ladies and gentlemen, this video of the president that we're about to air on the other side of this break, this sucker needs 500 million views. And by the way, I've made films like Loose Change that got 100 plus million views. So we should really be able to do this together. We'll get around the bots. We'll get around the censors. I got a big stack of news admitting how YouTube and Facebook are doing that to myself and Ted Nugent, you name it, because we're winning. We don't give up because they're censoring us. We fight even harder. And I dare them to block, and I dare them to censor this video. I dare them. Because this is so wholesome, it's so good, and it's who President Trump is. It's a compilation of him hugging the little white kids and the black kids and the Hispanic kids and everybody else and how genuine it is. And something the media would never let you see unless it went out on independent media. And it's got a powerful intro where I break down how the globalists are trying to divide us. It's so important. We're going to premiere this video with my intro and outro on the other side. But the video's on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Get it out now. It's key.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's at newswars.com.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
That's right, waging war on corruption. They want to bring down America. The ghosts of the Republic will rise and give them one hell of a fight. And I'm powered by that Republic and all our ancestors. Quite frankly, I can't even handle the energy. There's the article up at newswars.com. This viral video could save America. Certainly people coming together like this, which is what my life's been like. 99% of the time I've seen people work together and live together and fight together and have success and failure together and have children together. But the media sits there like rubbing salt in a wound and only brings up the evils in our past, nobody else's past, and runs our country down because globalists are conquering America. I need every listener now to get the video that's on Facebook and that's on YouTube, that's at newswars.com, that you're about to see, and get it out to everyone. The crazy part is every time I ask people to make something go viral, yeah, it'll get a 500,000 views, a million, but I'll just put something out random and it gets 20 million views, 30 million views. And it's in the WikiLeaks that Hillary fears it and the globalists fear it. They fear you when you finally decide to take action. You are the info war. You are the power. They were so close to a race war. Soros was funding it. They were hyping it up. Charlottesville, that whole thing was staged. And then here comes that tragic hurricane and people coming together. Black people saving white people and vice versa. And it blew up in their face. And now they're cynically attacking the president and everybody else and hoping you don't see this video. So get it out. We're going to go ahead and roll the video now, ladies and gentlemen. It's been said that the Lord works in mysterious ways, and that's happening right now. The forces of globalism need to divide America before we can be absorbed into a private world government. And to do that, their own white papers admit they've got to create racial and cultural division in the United States so that a powerful central government can control the divided people. But in the last 3 weeks, the enemy has miscalculated. They have openly attempted to launch a race war in America. But Americans came together, and Hurricane Harvey hit the Gulf Coast and became a shining example of humanity being one. Right now, the globalists are on the verge of their biggest defeat ever. But first, we've got to go to the next level and make sure that this video that you are about to see gets out to everyone you know. If this video is seen by every American, I know, I don't think, it will change people's hearts and will heal so much of the racial and cultural division historically in this country, but also the division that MSM, CNN and MSNBC have been invoking to try to demoralize us. It's in the WikiLeaks that the globalists are hijacking this country and that they want to use culture war to control us. They've lied so much about our president. Let his actions speak for themselves, bringing the jobs back, taking care of the veterans, the VA, and so much more, and lovingly taking care of the people in Houston and seeing us all come together. These are the images that will drive stakes through the hearts of the parasitic elite class that wants to divide and conquer humanity. We all bleed red blood. We all have that American flag. And these images sent to Lee Greenwood and God Bless the USA is one of the most powerful things I've ever seen. So please, let's break the spell of racism and division. Let's come together and celebrate the greatest country in the world's history, the United States of America.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land.
from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, it's right in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
isn't about President Trump. This is about the American people coming together, which again, when the chips were down, we see is the case. The parasites that have tried to hijack this country are angry that Trump's coming in and trying to return power back to the U.S. government and back to the people and taking control from these multinationals. That's why it's critical for all of you out there watching and listening to get this video out to everyone you know. Because this is an information war, and we need to bypass MSM to make sure that everybody out there that's drunk the Kool-Aid, drunk the poison of racism, understands that the key to our nation's future and humanity's future is true unity. This is one of the most powerful videos I've ever seen, and I think you agree. If you do agree, help get it out to everyone you know. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
It really does make me sick to read the WikiLeaks where you've got Hillary and Podesta and high-level psych warfare professors going, we're losing control of the public, so we need culture war. And then the email's back, well, we already have that. Well, we're going to have to intensify it. And they have to get up there on TV and spew the most racist garbage and just badmouth the country and badmouth anybody who's white into basically guilting them into accepting the Democratic Party agenda and then trying to wound the brains of people that aren't, quote, white into believing that they're in this nightmare North Korea when they've got all these opportunities compared to other nations. It's sick. And then misrepresenting what the president does. And it's not that the president's perfect. It's not that I just want to sit here and defend him. But look at how he's surrounded. Look at how he's attacked. Look at what he's going through. That's why we're starting the new morning show and starting Owen's new show Wednesday. And, you know, we're trying to hire more crew and got folks working 18 hours a day some days. That's why I've been up here yesterday and today working because, you know, there's hydrogen bomb tests going on. And the U.S. is getting tactical bombers in place and getting ready for nuclear war. I mean, these are serious times. And we're going to look back on these times as good times. If we go into the really bad times. I don't want that to happen. I want to be engaged as a good person and turn the tide. And I think, thanks to your prayers and support and this great crew and all the other great people across this planet that are awake and praying and taking action, we can turn the tide around. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX. That's the Sunday number, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, your call's coming up, and a lot of other
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
You know what bothers me? It's that I really like factoids, and so I've studied Russia and Switzerland and South Africa and Nigeria and Brazil and Mexico and many other countries. North Korea. And if you get caught in Mexico, you get 6 months to a year, hard labor, and you get tortured, and you get money sucked out of you if you're lucky. You get out. And in North Korea, you come in on a tourism visa, they watch everything you say, a government agent follows you with a pad and paper and writes down every word you say and talks to everybody you talk to. Vice has done tours of the country and shows everything they do is track what they ate, when they went to the bathroom, what they did. When you get caught doing something you're not supposed to, taking a photo or something, you're sent to a death camp. And you're sent back to the U.S. when you're brain dead. And then I hear, America is this racist dirt hole, and we're not open enough. When we're more open, back when Ellis Island used to keep you for 3 months to make sure you didn't have the bubonic plague or tuberculosis or whatever the case was, now they just let you in. You come here, have your babies for free, whatever. If you try to become a legal citizen, they make it really hard. But they make it really easy to come here and just be here illegally because they want that big underclass they control and exploit. And then they turn around and point at the white population that I guess statistically sometimes nothing like the Asians, but statistically has some wealth, and goes, look, they stole it. You just got here, and they're evil white people, and they're causing you a problem. Ryan asked Trump to hold off on scrapping DACA, the Dreamer Act. And I get it if people brought somebody here when they were a year old or whatever, they've been here for 20 years, and yeah, okay, and they're Americanized. Why can't they be citizens? Because then people bring their kids just to be born here so they're citizens. And then it's exploited, and the leftists sit there and fill them full of anti-American garbage. And then we have the head of the EU, we'll play the clip in a moment, the vice president of the EU, saying Europe will not stop being diverse. And he says no country will stay the way it was. Well, here's the problem. You're deciding, you're saying it's a program to make Europe non-European, and then the group you bring in against all the polls and the people is unprepared, unprofessional, unskilled, 80-plus percent military-age men, 10 million of them in the last 5 years. I kept saying 5 million for the numbers I had. Earlier this year, they released the numbers. 10 million people the last 5 years brought in by the UN program by Peter Sutherland that heads it up, who said Europe's too white. And you're like, look, I'm not a racist, but when I start hearing something's too white or white people are bad and it's all over the news and white people are getting beat up and attacked and CNN says, oh, poor white people. At a certain point, I'm absolutely sick of it. These are global corporations that don't want any culture in any nation. They want them divided and conquered, just like the Tower of Babel, to control them, and they admit that's the plan. And then they sit there and shake their finger at you, like Stephen King that lives behind a big gate and a big fence with armed guards, but he wants our borders open, or Michael Moore that's got six armed guards and big walls, but he says you should pay for everybody to live in your house. They're just establishment people. George Clooney sold his mansion in England and another one in Eastern Europe because Muslims were overrunning it. He even said it's too dangerous. But while he evacuates areas he called for to be open, after Europe's been invaded hundreds of times by Muslims, and they've run up the white flag and say, it's time for you to invade, we have women, we have everything, it's all free, come here. While Europe opens its gates through Turkey and through Syria for this to happen, they all live behind big walls. They're hypocrites. They're frauds. Europe will not stop being diverse. Stop being. And then they have all the weird BBC shows that show ancient Romans were black. Ancient Britons were black. Look, here's a Victorian scene of England where half the population is black and Asian. And it's just like it's a crime to have white people even exist when whites are the global minority of 7%. But this is a strategy. Bring in third world populations, hype them up full of all this racial animus and hate, have them ally with the big bureaucracy and the deep state to neutralize the majority indigenous populations. But it's even worse. Have the new minority population embrace socialism, collectivism, corporatism as its mommy, believing that's who butters their bread, so they never adopt the ideas of the West that are countervailing the winds of tyranny and are not comportable or systematically inducive towards tyranny. And that's the plan. That's globalism. That's what they're doing. You can't go to North Korea. You can't go to China as somebody from Africa or somebody from North America. You can't go to China and say, I'm here to have my baby free. I'm here to get welfare. They will throw you in the jail and beat you up and laugh at you. They're hard. They've got suicide nets at their factories, suicide nets in the stairwells. They kill Christians and Buddhists. The Islamists are hard, and the globalists are allied with communists and Islamists and others who are impregnable to all their bleeding heart stuff. But they know Christian Western nations are wide open to it. And they say, you let us have carbon taxes and world government and sexualize your five-year-old, or we're going to call you a racist or a homophobe. And the average American lays on their back and says, yes, sir, I'll do whatever you say. Just wave your magic priest wand and tell me I'm absolved. Tell me I'm trendy. Tell me I'm politically correct. I'll do anything. anything, even to myself and my family, because I want to be accepted by the power structure that's out to destroy me and their own admissions. So when we start the next hour on your phone calls, I'm going to get to that EU bureaucrat statement. You know what? Let's do it now. Here is the vice president of the European Union saying, we're going to Islamify you. Oh, and by the way, they've announced in Sweden, Muslims are allowed to rape. It's their culture. Here it is.
Diversity is now, in some parts of Europe, seen as a threat. Diversity comes with challenges. But diversity is humanity's destiny.
Totally sick.
There is not going to be, even in the remotest places of this planet, a nation that will not see diversity in its future. Society that is exclusively composed of people from one culture are trying to portray a future based on a past that never existed.
Hit pause.
Therefore, that
notice, a past that never, back it up 5 seconds, please. A past that never existed. That's why they show you in all the BBC shows, everything, like Rome, they're black, it's just half black. Or England, they're like half black. Because, or the pyramids, it's white people, black people, you name it. Because nobody had a country, nobody had a culture, because globalism doesn't want to have that in its way. It wants you just to accept the new plastic AI corporate Amazon as your culture, Apple as your culture, suicide nets, forced abortions, forced drugging of employees. It's okay because we're liberal. We're liberal. Give up your culture. Take the mark of the beast. Accept world government. And then these guys all exempt themselves in the EU Commission from taxes, from regulations. They have diplomatic immunity. They're up there like gods telling you you're going to accept it. Here it is.
Portray a future based on a past that never existed.
Oh, yeah, never existed.
Therefore, that future will never be.
Oh, so there was... pause. They're torturing Winston in 1984. And he goes, Winston, there was never freedom. You never had a mother or father. There was never a family. 2 + 2 never equal 4. There was never a past where Europe was white. There was never a past where you could own a gun. There was never a past where mothers nursed their babies. No. Babies were always born in a factory. Brave New World. You realize this is all a unified cult telling you what reality is, and all the other people in the crowd know they're priests of power. They all know they're technicians in psych warfare. Let's continue.
We'll be diverse. Like all other parts of the world, we'd be diverse. If we don't get this right, I truly believe Europe will not remain the Europe we've built.
And pause again. Japan is 99.9% Japanese. China is 99% Chinese. And they take over their neighbors and make them become Chinese. Mongolia, Tibet, you name it. But then you say, like everywhere else. No, Nigeria is 100% Nigerian. Brazil is Brazilian. It's only Europe, folks. And that's because the power, the wealth, the culture's there, and once the globalists have gotten that, sky's the limit. We're going to finish up with this when we come back in the second hour. We've got the FBI caught under Obama's order, standing down the Hillary investigation. Bombshell, total proof of their criminal activity, admitting to Congress it was all a fake investigation to absolve Hillary Clinton. Mueller and Comey are arch criminals and enemies of every good person, literally. And it's incredible. Stay with us. Second hour straight ahead. Spread the word.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.